We are in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution. It's considered to be building on the third, which focused on using electronics and IT for automation. Technological changes are happening quickly and are redefining how many of us live and work. This evening, the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona will host an event at the U of A's downtown Phoenix campus dedicated to this topic. Paulo Goes will be one of the speakers, and the dean of the Eller College is with me. And Paulo, what exactly does that term, the fourth industrial revolution, refer to?
Well, it refers to what's going on with these exponential changes that are happening simultaneously. We all talk about the digital revolution, right? How computers and the microchips and the internet changed everything and the speed of change. But now, in addition to the digital forces, we have very rapid changes happening in biosciences, with genomics and capabilities that we didn't have before, and also very rapid changes happening in material sciences and the physical sciences. So you have new forms of energy, you have different things happening so fast, and the convergence of these three major forces are creating what some people call the fourth industrial revolution, which is going to bring a lot of changes, a lot of disruption. Robotics, artificial intelligence, autonomous vehicles, all these things that we're starting to hear, but they're coming at us at a very fast speed.
Do you find that the speed with which the changes are happening this time around are similar to previous industrial-type revolutions?
Well, what happens with these changes, they become exponential. So there is a feedback loop. So things change, and those changes affect the next wave of changes, and things are moving very fast. And the disruption in those situations can occur before you even think about them.
Previous industrial revolutions have obviously brought great advances in sciences and manufacturing, things like that, but they've also, in many ways, not been terrific for workers and for people who did the things that were displaced by some of those changes. I'm wondering if you think that we as a society have learned anything from the previous industrial revolutions to try to protect folks this time around.
I think you're absolutely right. I think impact on the workforce is what usually happens. You go from the agrarian structure to the first industrial revolution, so impact on the farmers, on people who would live off the land. And so those things are due to happen. I think if you look at the past, the idea is the new revolution will create new jobs, will create new needs for new professions, for new capabilities. And eventually, the workers will find ways to adapt. But it's usually a big shift, and disruptions occur that may impact a couple of generations because society is not ready for the speed of change. I think this time around, it's even more pronounced because you have all those things happening at the same time.
Well, how do you try to keep up, I guess, with these changes that are, as you say, coming very quickly? You know, how do you try to make sure that your students and your graduates are ready for what they're going to face when they leave school and then what they're going to face maybe even a year or two down the road as things change?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people say that the students who are getting now as freshmen, in 10, 20 years, they'll be in jobs that don't exist right now, right? So we have to be flexible. We have to prepare that generation to adapt, to learn how to learn. That's what they're going to be doing for the rest of their lives. And the same forces that are shaping industry and the society out there, they're also shaping higher education. And we have to be on top of them. So for example, a traditional higher education program is based on textbooks. In the business education, you use a lot of cases. And what happens, the speed of changes is so fast that a lot of things that are already there, they obsolete. So I think we need to be partnering more with industry, with companies, to create environments where students learn by doing, working together, so that can kind of compress the time that's needed to absorb new knowledge.
Among your counterparts at other business schools around the country, how big of a topic of conversation is this?
It's starting to be big because I think all business schools are going through the realization that the old models may not work anymore.
Do you find that you're seeing more of what are often called non-traditional students, people who've maybe gone out into the workforce and are coming back later on to get their higher education? As things are changing so quickly, maybe people need new skills or new knowledge. Are you finding that? Do you expect to find that more and more?
More and more. I like to think that today the education cycle is what I call K to 80. You get your degree, right? You get your bachelor's degree. And with all the rapid changes, you have to come back. You have to retool. You have to learn new skills, new capabilities. And we, universities, we have to be addressing those needs. So now my population, my customer base, are not only those freshman students who come off of high school, but also all the adults who have had their degrees and are working professionals. So we have to adapt and reach out to them.
All right. Paulo Goes is Dean of the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. Paulo, thanks a lot for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.